The Kennedys are not among the family members challenging a Nobel Prize given in the 1930s to a Portuguese neurologist who pioneered lobotomies. But 28 other families are pressuring the Nobel Committee to revoke the award. New York medical librarian Christine Johnson says the procedure left her mentally ill grandmother worse off.
She was emotionally extremely flat. She was very childish. She wasn't able to arrange her own food or wash her own clothing. She could probably bathe on her own, but it wouldn't occur to her to do so.
Johnson said the Nobel Committee has told her it has no plans to take away the prize given for a procedure used up until the 1970s. It wasn't always considered bad medicine. Rather, UW-Madison psychiatrist Ron Diamond says lobotomies were initially seen as a possible groundbreaking method to cure various mental illness.
At the time that this was done, schizophrenia was a large reason why people spent years in fairly terrible institutions in snake pits. There was really no other effective treatment.
Diamond says the initial studies on the effects of lobotomies were inadequate for the widespread use that resulted. But he says rescinding a Nobel Prize would be politically controversial and further stigmatize mentally ill persons.
There were many things that went on in science and in medicine that, looking back, we find pretty reprehensible. And my guess is that there are many things now that 20 years from now we'll look back and find pretty reprehensible.
A more limited form of brain surgery is still done in the United States. Diamond says it's rare and voluntary, but behavioral neurosurgery is sometimes used to treat severe cases of pain and obsessive compulsive disorder. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.